Authorities announced that missing little Elijah Vu's blanket has been found, but it was discovered almost 4 miles away from where he allegedly went missing from, and he's been missing now for an entire month. As for that blanket that he was supposedly carrying, that's a long way for a toddler to wander off. So how did it get there and when? Also, Elijah's mother and her boyfriend are facing neglect charges and obstruction, and Elijah's mother, Katrina, will be going to court in just a few days for her arraignment. I'm Linda with It's a Crime, so now let's get into it. In one of my previous videos, Elijah's shoe was found not far from the home where he vanished from, which was his mother's boyfriend Jesse's home. Jesse was teaching him some lessons, so to speak, to make the three-year-old little toddler into a man. And he was said to have vanished from a locked room on February 20th of this year. Authorities have been searching everywhere for Elijah and even requested information about a vehicle and any surveillance on it. I'll have that video I did at the end of this one or in the description box. Now, the blanket was found west of Two Rivers, Wisconsin, where he vanished from. And Elijah's red and white plaid blanket, which he was said to be carrying when he disappeared on February 20th, has been found on Goodwin Road, east of County Road B in Manitowoc County. And the blanket was discovered during the ongoing search for the little missing three-year-old nearly 4 miles away from where he was last seen. The Two Rivers Police Department confirmed the ownership of the blanket, stating that it was found approximately 3.7 miles from the location where Elijah was reported missing from. Authorities didn't specify what day it was actually found, but according to a news source, they said they have reason to believe that they found it 5 days after Elijah was reported missing, so on February 25th, and they posted this photo that coincides with Goodwin Road. Now, on Facebook, the chief said, "We continue to request the public's assistance in checking all urban and rural areas, including water, to find Elijah and locate any evidence related to his disappearance." And in a previous video, I had wondered about the blanket, the size of it, because a toddler, you know, a little three-year-old carries a blanket all the time. However, I'm told this is an adult-size blanket. So naturally, I'm wondering, how did the blanket get there? That's a big blanket. It's 4 miles away. What are your thoughts about it? I'd love to know below. Now, when we look at the map, we see the Two Rivers is to the east, and the blanket location west is on Goodwin Road. And I'm not sure where his shoe was found, only that it was near the place he went missing. If you know that location, please let me know below. And also notice the location of the landfill that they have been searching, but coming up empty-handed. Now, meanwhile, Elijah's mother, Katrina Bohr, and her boyfriend, Jesse Vang, appeared in court for charges related to child neglect concerning Elijah. Katrina waived her right to a preliminary hearing and will enter a plea on the 22nd of March. And there were amended charges, including chronic neglect of a child and neglecting another child, which was her six-year-old daughter. Those were filed against her. As for Jesse, he didn't have legal representation and requested a speedy trial, and he awaits an attorney appointed by the public defender's office. No one has been charged for Elijah's disappearance, but from this case background, already it doesn't look too good. I outlined the timeline previously, and that was in the early stages. You can get that at the end of this video or down below. But the mini timeline, if you will, February 20th, Elijah was reported missing just...
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Before 11 a.m. by Jesse, saying that he took a nap at 8 a.m. that morning and Elijah was with him in a locked room. He said he made him stand at the edge of the bed and pray, and 3 hours later when he woke up, Elijah was gone from that locked room, and then he called 911. But the day before this, February 19th, is when authorities are searching for that surveillance on a car in their possession. Notable, it does not belong to Jesse or Katrina, and they were asking between the hours of 2 and 9 p.m., and both Jesse and Katrina are charged with lying to the police. Katrina especially had issues with remembering, let's just say, that she was at Jesse's house multiple times in the range of dates in question, which was February 12th to February 20th. And that was all backed up by her cell phone location data. So why lie, right? Now, authorities and volunteers have been searching everywhere, and it was confirmed that they did a grid search in the area of Camp Manitou. And about 25 volunteers were out at the nature preserve in Grand Chute, scouring every inch of the massive 700-acre area, hoping to find anything that might help locate Elijah. They were exploring off-trail spots, trying to think outside the box to uncover clues. One volunteer even flew a drone to check out the tricky areas. The search was well organized, with the area divided into quadrants for efficiency. The terrain was tough, and the volunteers found it a bit overwhelming. But the Grand Chute Police Department were there to support them, offering advice and assistance. And despite knowing that it's like finding a needle in a haystack, the volunteers kept at it, fueled by the belief that they had to try everything possible to find Elijah. They knew it might be frustrating, but they felt better knowing that they were doing something to help. As I said earlier, law enforcement officials are also still gathering surveillance footage of that beige Nissan Altima they believe is connected to Elijah's disappearance. As for volunteers, a volunteer stressed there is still a need for volunteers. It said if you can't search on the ground, you can still help online. The volunteer stated, "We need bodies everywhere searching for Elijah to get Elijah home, to find evidence or anything to just bring him home." Now, there was a vigil last weekend that was held for little Elijah. Search volunteers, family members, and local leaders were there. The vigil was held in hopes to keep the faith out there, not get discouraged, and to not give up. The city council president for Two Rivers said, "I know we won't stop, and we can't stop until Elijah is brought home.
In times of uncertainty, your presence and the flickering candles you hold symbolize a beacon of hope that pierces through the darkness. Let us stand together tonight, not only in solidarity for Elijah, but also as a community bound by compassion, resilience, and unwavering support. Thank you for being the pillars of our strength and our community, and for showing that, even in challenging times, we can come together with love and hope."
Obviously, there is a lot of love in this community, because I see that by all of the Facebook posts, all of the news media, things that are going on that the community is talking about Elijah all the time. We feel that love, we see that love, we experience that love, and you being here tonight is an expression of that love.
The FBI, the City of Two Rivers, and Manitowoc County Crime Stoppers are offering a combined $40,000 reward for information leading to the discovery of Elijah or the arrest and charging of the individual or individuals responsible for his disappearance. Was the blanket planted? Was the shoe planted? What do you think? Check out the video here about the shoe and the car and the timeline right here. Thank you so much for watching. We'll see you in the next video.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.